You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Another week, another mailbag, and this week we're in the media room. Now, this is a place where I and a lot of other reporters get a lot of work done, but it's also where we talk to a lot of players. And in 2.5 weeks, when the Broncos begin off-season workouts, you're going to see plenty of players on the podium behind me here answering questions. And you can come to DenverBroncos.com for video from those sessions. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks as always for joining me. And let's get started with a question from Corey Spann, who says, with the Broncos switching to a 3-4 defense, how does that affect Von Miller? I've always thought that in 3-4, he'd have a chance to break the sack record. Will he be blitzing more often now? Well, because Von Miller is going to be an edge rusher in a 3-4 scheme, you're not really going to say that what he's doing is blitzing per se, because, you know, a default role of a 3-4 outside linebacker is as a pass rusher. So if you're talking about blitzing, you're referring more to the safeties, you're referring more to the inside linebackers, guys who don't normally attack the passer. I think it's a good scheme for him. If you go back to the 2011 draft, there was a question about whether Von Miller was going to be a scheme fit for the Broncos at the time when he came out of Texas A&M, because his size, you know, dictated that he was probably going to be a 3-4 outside linebacker, and also his skill set as well as his size, because he was a pass rushing, not specialist, but certainly most effective as a pass rusher. The Broncos found a hybrid use for him as a strong side linebacker in the base package and as a defensive end when they went into nickel and dime packages. But now he's going to be able to get comfortable being a 3-4 edge guy. He's going to be standing up a lot more in terms of the pass rush, and I think that's going to probably make him more effective. We've seen over the years that Wade Phillips has gotten some great results from 3-4 outside linebackers, be they strong side or weak side. He can go back as far as the 1980s, and Ricky Jackson put together a lot of his Hall of Fame credentials when he was working under Wade Phillips as a 3-4 guy, often on the strong side. So I think you're going to see similar results from Von Miller. But you mentioned the sack record. You know, I think that's unreasonable to expect for anybody to break an all-time record. If it happens, great. But I think if Von Miller ends up settling somewhere between 14 and 19 sacks next year, you're going to call that a phenomenally successful season. I think fans and the Broncos will be pretty happy with that. Our next question is from John Jordan. It's a simple one. What does C.J. Anderson need to do to keep the starting job at running back? Well, this week at the owners' meetings, Gary Kubiak talked about the running back situation, said that C.J. Anderson is the number one back. That's what he's been saying for some time. He even mentioned earlier this offseason, he told C.J. Anderson to go into the offseason and prepare as though he's going to be the number one running back when the Broncos come back for offseason work on April the 13th. But at the same time, it's not guaranteed to him. In order to keep that job, he's got to keep working hard. He has to maintain his diligence and precision throughout the offseason. It's still a very competitive situation at running back. You have Monte Ball and you have Ronnie Hillman, both of whom started multiple games last year. Monte Ball showed a spark of effectiveness, especially late in 2013. Struggled in 2014, as it turned out. He hurt his groin back in week one, although he later admitted he didn't tell trainers at the time that it happened. And then he made it worse in week five when he went down against Arizona and then only played one game after that. And Ronnie Hillman, he's coming off the foot sprain that, that messed up his season after he suffered it against Oakland. And although he showed a spark when he played, how he's recovered from the foot sprain is going to determine where he ends up in the rotation. But you've got those two. Don't forget about the other backups. Don't forget about Juwan Thompson, who's an effective goal line back. And, maybe he ends up as a fullback in this offense. Maybe he ends up as a bigger tailback. And also, Capri Bibbs is a guy that you don't want to overlook. Eric Studisville, Broncos running backs coach, mentioned to me earlier this offseason, hey, don't overlook Capri. We really like Capri. We think he's going to fit in some way. The Broncos, they have, I would almost say, an embarrassment of riches. You have experienced young backups. You have other guys who, don't have starting experience but are hungry. And then a guy at the top of the depth chart in C.J. Anderson, who went to the Pro Bowl last year and was more productive on a per game basis in the last eight games of the season than any running back not named Le'Veon Bell. So that's a pretty good company to be in. But at the same time, the Broncos' quality depth at the position ensures that C.J. Anderson can't simply throw his jockey out there and win the job. He's got to earn it every day, starting in off-season work next month. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag. Use the form there and ask me a question, or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.